Voting in Michigan and Arizona is just 5 days away, and this GOP race, that's plenty of time to switch frontrunners. Mitt Romney and Rick Santorum went head-to-head last night in Mesa, Arizona. How will it play in Detroit and Grand Rapids? Are the candidates trying to unify an ununitable party? It's Thursday, February 23rd, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Todd Zwillick, filling in for John Hockenberry this morning. I'm in D.C., and of course I'm here with Celeste Headlee, who's in New York. Celeste, good morning.
Good morning, Todd.
Well, do the GOP candidates just talk past each other to different wings of a divided party? We've got the chairman of the Arizona and Michigan GOPs with us. We'll take a look at Syria and other conflicts and the dangerous, sometimes fatal situation for the press and the rhetoric of Rick Santorum. Traditional American puritanism, right-wing religion, or a reflection of what most Americans believe. There is evil in the world and the devil really exists. But first, here's a check on the morning's top headlines.
A burst of violence tore through Iraq today, bombings and shootings all across the country, especially in Baghdad. At least 50 people were killed, more than 200 wounded. 4 hours of attacks that appear to have been coordinated and focused on security forces. Joining us now from Baghdad, Rafid Jabouri, correspondent for our partner, the BBC. And Rafid, what's the latest?
The latest is that the Iraqi government have imposed a curfew in two cities, Tikrit, the center of Saladin province, north of Baghdad, and Hilla, south of Baghdad. So a curfew in two cities, and also the Security and Defense Committee in the Iraqi parliament has accused Al-Qaeda in Iraq of being behind the attacks. So we haven't seen that organization claiming responsibility for the attacks of today yet, but that's what the Iraqi parliament said. Also, the Speaker of the Parliament, Osama Najafi, accused foreign parties of trying to foil Iraq's efforts to host the Arab summit. We know that the Arab summit, the Arab League summit, is scheduled to be held in Baghdad next month. That will be the biggest regional event that will be organized in the Iraqi capital in more than two decades.
Well, Rafid, many people are saying, in fact, the government is saying that this was targeting the security forces, but I also read that the bombs went off near a school and in a restaurant. What's going on here?
Yeah, that's not clear, but you have to understand that Baghdad is one of the most militarized urban areas in the world. So sometimes military targets, police patrols are stationed in residential areas. We have been hearing those reports about targeting schools, but we cannot confirm anything yet. But again, in general, police and security forces were the prime target, but also many civilians fell dead or injured today as well.
That's Rafid Jabouri, correspondent for our partner, the BBC, speaking to us from Baghdad.
For the first time since December, talks are on in Beijing between the United States and North Korean negotiators on dismantling Pyongyang's nuclear programs. U.S. envoy Glenn Davis on the prospects here.
My hope is that we can find a way to move forward with the North, because, of course, I think it's in everyone's interest to try to get on to the next phase here, which will be six-party talks.
Late last year, a deal appeared to be close on trading food for suspension of North Korea's uranium enrichment program, but that was before leader Kim Jong-il died and his son Kim Jong-un took over.
In the markets, Asian markets are mixed. European markets are mixed as well. Wall Street futures are up, though. The Dow will start at 12,939, the S&P at 1,358, the NASDAQ at 2580. We're going to take a look at cancer recovery this hour, and if there really is such a thing as being a cancer survivor. And we want to hear from you on this. Have you lived with cancer? Are you living after cancer? And do you feel like a survivor? Does that describe what you've been through as you fought cancer and come through it? Maybe there's another word that fits better. We're going to talk about this later, but we want to get your opinion. 8778-MY-TAKE or post to thetakeaway.org. In just a minute, Todd talks to the head of the GOP party in both Michigan and Arizona about the chances coming up on Tuesday.
Thank you. There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.